Good morning, we're continuing Chayodim, Klal Lamed Vav, Simen Ches. So he talks about the second half of the Simen, talks about this the Isser of passing food to people which will use it improperly. I cannot pass a piece of bread to somebody which I know has not washed his hands. If I don't know if it's a suffix, I'm allowed to be allowed to pass it to him. Number one. Number two, if the person's taking it home and not eating it here, then I'm allowed to pass it to him, because that is going to be a lifnei. Number one, like we mentioned yesterday in Shir, that it's not the actual lifnei ever. And number two, maybe at home he will wash. Over here I see he has not washed his hands. You see, he's ready to eat. He asked me for a piece of bread, and I pass it to him. So I'm clearly violating, he's going to be violating the veir in front of me. I don't know what he's going to do at home. Maybe he will wash his hands. Even if the item belongs to the person who's asking for it, and he can get it without me, so the raisa, there's not going to be a raisa of leaf naiver, like we mentioned, because it's not what's called trei avri de nahara. It's not inaccessible to him without me. It's accessible to him without me. Even so, I cannot pass it to him because of this or misayaya. Passing food to somebody which I will know will eat it without making a bracha, it's problematic as well. I cannot be misayaya him to do the aveira of eating food without making a bracha. So a person who's a mummer, which I'm not worried about worse than not making a bracha, he's going to eat something which is aser. So the mummer, if I have a regular Yisrael who's not known to be a mummer, generally keeps him, it says that he asks me to pass him a food which is also to eat. So I have a right to assume he's not planning to eat it. He's planning to sell it. He's planning to use it for other purposes as well. By a mummer, I cannot rely on that. Chances are very strong that he's going to eat it. So if he asks me to pass him something which is also to eat, I would be also to pass it to him, because there's a very good chance I am facilitating the act of him being involved in eating this iser. So these three examples of either lifnei iver or misayaya. Now the last case is the case of the mummer. He does not differentiate whether it's accessible or inaccessible, which seems to be he's assuming that the iser of misayaya applies even to a mummer. We did mention that there was an opinion of the shach that the iser of misayaya, the iser d'rabbanan misayaya, does not apply to a mummer. So in the case of tzarech, we can rely on the opinion of the shach. Now the question which comes up nowadays is, we have many people which are, we can't call them a mummer in the classical sense, person who was aware and chose not to do something. Person is not aware at all, normally referred to by people as a tinnik shenishba. So let's just clarify that name for a second. The Gemara talks about an idea on Hilchos Shabbos, that there are different amounts of kavanos a person has to bring for Chilul Shabbos. And the Mishnah differentiates between three groups. Let's start with the most chomer, a person who's familiar with all the halachas of Shabbos, remembers that it's Shabbos, and forgets that these malachas are aser. So the Mishnah says potentially he can be mechayev 39 different chatos if he does the 39 different malachas of Shabbos. If a person remembered the halachas are aser, but forgot that it's Shabbos, and he does multiple different malachas under that mistaken assumption, so he's only chayiv a chatas, one chatas, because it's one act of shogeg, of forgetting that it's Shabbos. The person knows that it's Shabbos and he forgot that it's usher to do this, so each act of forgetting, he forgot the isra of bishul, he forgot the isra of oreg, and he forgot each isra. Here he knows there's an isra of bishul, he knows there's an isra of oreg, he thought it was Tuesday. So even though he did multiple malachas on Shabbos, they're all under one umbrella of one forgetting. So he's only chayim one chatas per Shabbos. But each Shabbos that he forgets, it's a separate act of forgetting, and it's going to be chayim a separate chatas. However, the Mishnah says there's somebody who is not familiar at all with the with any of the halachas of Shabbos. He never learned about Shabbos. So Mar says, how is that possible that somebody that doesn't know about Shabbos? He was a young boy. He was captured by a group of listim, by a group of bandits, marauders, and they took him away and they raised him in captivity. So he's never learned about Shabbos. So he's called a tinoik, a young child, shenishba, who's been held captive. So here we have an example of somebody who is not aware at all of the Isser of Shabbos. So eventually when he comes out of captivity, and he comes back and he becomes aware of the Isser of Shabbos, he's chayim one korban chatas for all of the Shabbos that he's mechal, not a separate chatas for each Shabbos, not a separate chatas for each malacha, just one chatas for all of the Shabbos, the many, many Shabbos that he has transgressed from the time that he's a gadol. Because even at a young age, he was taken away. He never became aware of the concept of Shabbos. So that's what's referred to as a tinuk shenishba. And the question is, does that apply, and how does that apply to your modern reform or conservative or unaffiliated Jew? And we'll talk about that, Bez Hashem, in the following shir. Have a good morning.